listening to Fresh Tape.
What it is, welcome to 7K Picks. It's here. Week one of 7K Picks. The lines, we're ready. This is what 7K Picks was built on. We're going to change the format up this year. We're not going to do as much about the news stuff. I'll have some separate pods about the news, but if some big things happen, we'll do a quick maybe like 5 minutes or so on that, and then we'll get you right to the lines. And we aren't here to talk about NFL stuff. We're here to talk about college to start this off, because we got to talk about Coach Prime.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, that man is a legend already.
Yep.
NFL career already. All that stuff. He left Jackson State, went to Colorado. People criticized him on that move. He went to the school that won one game last year. They offered him $29.5 million, which they didn't even actually have that money.
Yeah.
They had a bunch of people in Colorado fundraised $28 million to pay him. He went there. Probably the most amount of transfers out of his school and back into the school. And they go out and they beat the team that was in the national championship game last season, week one. Already, your money paid off.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Number one, this guy starts at an HBC and comes over there. And you hear, you know, the murmurs of like, oh, he comes from an HBC and that's good for them. But like, that's kind of cute. You see the kind of little subtle racism by a lot of the ESPN reporters and stuff like that talking about this Colorado team. But I think you and I knew as guys that are football guys, what Coach Prime did and what a good coach can do. And then I think the cool thing for me is you start seeing more. Number one, his son is the quarterback and everything that he's doing, being a primetime player, no pun intended. And you just talked about it too, of what that guy can do. And then how's about Walker, Travis Walker, just an absolute stud. And the running back, Dylan Edwards, he had four touchdowns, 159, but between Sanders and Travis Hunter alone, like everyone knows in this pod, I'm a North Carolina fan. I am now a Colorado fan this year. I will watch every Colorado game this year and cheer for unless they face my Tar Heels in the national championship somehow. But I will watch every Colorado game. And I believe in 3 weeks, they face the Trojans of USC. And all of a sudden, that went from a game that, yeah, this should be cool, to that is a must-watch game now on the schedule.
Now, you got to think about it like this. Travis Hunter got an interception and over 100 receiving yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, doing on both sides.
He was playing both sides of the ball. And who do we know plays multiple sports?
Coach.
And just the coach, right? Like, he was on Pat McAfee's show today, and he said, he literally told Travis Hunter, I don't want to see you on the field until Wednesday because I know what it takes. You're thinking about what your body can take at this point. I know what you need to do. So you need to rest. He talked about coaching his son. He said every game they walk down and that's dad mode. And as soon as they touch the end zone and they turn back around, it's coach mode.
Love it.
And he tells him, you know the name on the back of your shirt. You know what you gotta go out there and let people know who you are. And you know there's a legacy behind that name. First week. 517 yards, I think it was.
510 yards is school record for passing yards in just the first game there with Colorado, and four passing touchdowns.
I think he was 38 of 47.
Yeah.
Like, he just, and there was a couple passes that he made that literally were dropped.
Yeah.
So, come on, man.
And how's about four receivers with over 100 yards.
Yeah. Like, Insane. And then your biggest thing about it too, that was TCU's stadium record, and they were in the Nationals game last year.
Yeah.
If you're trying to tell me that this money doesn't pay off for what coach is doing right now, just because he, and then people are going to be mad at him because of how he can recruit. He recruits because he knows how to deal with people. Like, he doesn't have captain on anybody's jersey. You're either a leader or you're a dog. Like, those are the two things.
Oh, it's like, I love it.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just, he's just changing up the culture. And so, in one game already, he showed the impact that he had on that culture.
Absolutely. So they face the Cornhuskers coming up this week, and then they'll face Colorado State after that. And then it's that Oregon and then the USC game. Both of those are must watch. I'm trying to make a focus this year for myself personally to watch more college football, but having a team like Colorado makes it a huge, much easier. My Tar Heels are a good team this year and I have a guy that's up for the Heisman, but having a team like Colorado makes it so much easier and so much more exciting to root for with everything we know about coach and everything he went through the off season with his toes and maybe getting his leg amputated. And, you know, growing up for both of us, you know, some of the athletes I looked up to, there was four athletes I really looked up to as a kid. It's Ken Griffey Jr. It's Michael Jordan. Coach is one of them as well. Like, those are three of the main athletes I really, really looked up to growing up. Bo Jackson's another one, and it's so awesome because you mentioned it too, because he could do it on both sides of the ball and just the personality and everything like that. And when you're a kid, it's exciting to see him do it all.
You're looking at all these people and you're like, you're looking at him doing multiple sports. You're looking at him just being the flashy guy, whatever, but able to back it up. Like, that's what made people watch Jordan when we were kids, because he was that guy that could dunk from anywhere, or he would be doing some crazy layups that you may not have really seen. The same reason why people fell in love with Magic in the 80s, because the passes, all that type of stuff. Like, what more do you really got to say? Mm-hmm. And then to look at, does this, sometimes when you talk about paying a coach a lot of money, other coaches are going to hate on them because they're like, oh, he doesn't really have the coaching experience in the university stuff or whatever, or he only got it because he's a bigger name or whatever. This guy's proving each time that he knows what he wants to do. And then he told a story on the McAfee show today that his son really wanted to beat TCU because of their offensive coordinator.
Why is that?
He said when they were going, before the offensive coordinator went there, he was at another school. He didn't say in the schools, whatever. He made sure that you could go look it up, whatever.
Yeah.
But his son went for a trip, and the offensive coordinator on TCU did not pay attention to him at all, pretty much ignored him. And then his son came to him and said, we're never coming back to the school. So when he saw that he went to TCU as offensive coordinator, in his mind, he was like, yo, I'm about to show out against this guy right now. Absolutely. To show him what he missed. And that's like the dog mentality that you know that Deion had, that he instilled in his son. And his son went out and just set records.
Yeah, that's a fantastic story. And everything about them is so cool. And I think, like I said, too, they're just going to be must-watch TV now. They should have already been must-watch TV. I was excited to see what this Coach Prime situation was going to be with everything he did at Jackson State and seeing how he was kind of getting mocked in the mocking in the offseason stuff. And like I said, there's a subtle racism stuff and the consistent disrespect that we have from the mainstream media towards HBCs. I was like, oh, he just did a Jackson State. It's like, what do you mean just Jackson State? Like, there's a lot of good, as someone that broadcasts and has to follow these and scouts, there's a lot of good, all athletes, but any historic HBC schools, there's a ton of fantastic athletes at all these schools. So Jackson State being good, you knew it wasn't a fluke and you knew the Coach Prime was that guy. And then going to Colorado, he knew what he had to do. I think he knew that he wasn't going to get that respect until he showed on a mainstream side. So I think this is a win for HBCs, and it's a win for Coach Prime, and it's a win for his son and everyone that he's brought into that program.
Right now, if Travis Hunter continues on the same, if he can keep up the same momentum this whole season, he's the Heisman Trophy winner.
He's definitely on that path right now. And not just that. I was going to say, there's always that guy every year. And I don't know college football as well as I'd like to, and you don't either. But there's always that guy in every draft, whether it be the NBA draft or be the NFL draft, that kind of comes out of nowhere and propels himself into a top 10. Saw Joe Burrow do that and get himself to the number one pick. Walker's that guy, right? Like, you, when you talk about Hunter, the draft. Walker. Yeah. It's consistently the three, right? It's Caleb, it's Drake, and it's Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison had an okay game the other day, but he has a chance now to propel himself into that conversation.
He has a chance. Sanders has a chance. Like they said, when Sanders transferred over to Colorado, that he was already a Heisman Trophy candidate. Like, that was going into it. But I don't think they expected what they got this past weekend.
No, I don't think so.
Marvin Harrison, unfortunately, if USC doesn't... No, he's not USC. He's
Ohio.
Ohio, there you go.
Yeah.
If they don't throw him the ball as often, he's not going to be a Heisman Trophy candidate, but he's getting drafted. Like, teams are going to go for him, regardless, right?
Yeah,
like,
he had a rough game, 2 receptions for 18 yards.
Yeah, he's kind of set in, but they did a lot more running in that.
They did. In the Indiana game, I think they thought they'd blow the brakes off of Indiana more than they did, and they only won 23-3. By the way, too, we're going to have an update this evening as we're going. Number 9 Clemson is going to lose to the unranked Duke Blue Devils.
I can see that.
So the ACC's gotten very interesting with the beatdown that LSU had from Florida State yesterday, North Carolina, and their Heisman guy, and Drake May. So the ACC, and obviously they're bringing over Cal, Stanford, and SMU, so they're becoming one of the power conferences now in football. Really, them and the SEC are really becoming powerful. So, yeah, I'd like to do this at the beginning of every pod. We'll have a little bit of college football talk because this is probably the most intrigued I've been with the college football season, honestly, probably since those USC teams with Leinart and Reggie Bush. Coach Prime is a big part of it, but there's a lot of names this year in college football I feel like there's never been before. And maybe that's because of the NIL and getting to have these guys propel themselves in their faces a little bit more, but we just have some talented guys. You mentioned the Colorado guys, and you talk about Marvin. Caleb Williams has absolutely been balling out. And then getting to see with LSU and Brian Kelly talking all that shit about he's going to destroy Florida State, that they just absolutely pumped the brakes on LSU.
It's college football right now. Football in general is in a really good place.
Yeah,
it is. College and NFL. And I think that, so here's a little warning to people with significant others at this point right now.
No pumpkin picking. It's not happening.
Yeah. Normally we're like, when football season comes, you know, Sunday during that one game, that's where it's kind of locked off at. But the way how football is at this point right now, you just got to make sure to understand. Your significant other, if you're not dating somebody that likes football, this is where there might be a little stress on the relationship at this point right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, clearly for myself, I was like, all right, if I'm going out there and I'm going to start dating, the girl who I date has to like football. Because
good call.
we ain't going to be able to work if that's not the case. Because my weekends are my only free time. And now with college football being as good as it is right now and NFL coming back, I may not want to be going out to be doing nothing on the weekends.
No. And there's a big game this weekend too. Texas and Alabama is the big game going on this weekend. And then of course, now we're going to watch Coach Prime. Ole Miss and
Was
Tulum.
Was it Oklahoma that won 73-0?
Mm-hmm. They're facing SMU this week.
I think that spread, when I looked at it, was like minus 49. Like, when because that's the crazy thing about college, though. Like, that's why.
That's like Georgia. Georgia against Ball State, it's 42.5.
Yeah, like, that's a crazy thing about college. Because when you look at some of those lines right there, you're like, you see like a minus 40 9 minus 45 line, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna take the team to cover because 45 is a crazy line. Then you see the final score 73-0. You're like, come on, like for real. Like,
here's an easy line for everyone to go with. Carolina and Appalachian State. Appalachian State played Carolina to a 3-point. I think it was 50s on both sides last year. Carolina is giving 18. I'd pick Appalachian State and I don't think Carolina will win by 18. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I would take Appalachian State on that one. Appalachian State is like one of those weird teams too, because they're like, anytime there's like a double digit spread on them, they'll like cover by like 2 points.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think Carolina will win the game, but Appalachian is a frisky. And Carolina's defense was way better in that game. They had 17 sacks last year, Senator. They had 7 in that game against the Gamecocks.
Yeah, I would take Appalachian State on that one there, just because I don't actually trust. I trust Appalachian State to cover spreads, double-digit spreads, more than I trust other teams to beat them on a double-digit spread, unless they're like the powerhouse teams.
Absolutely. All right. Well, maybe we'll split the college football pods up in the future. I don't know. Let's get to the NFL though. But I'm glad we talked about it, because I'm excited about this college football season. It's actually been intriguing to watch. Let's start off with Thursday night football. We got the Detroit Lions coming into the champs' house of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are favored by 6.5. Are you picking the Lions to upset here, Coach?
Senator.
But, we've been doing 3 pods. I fucking pulled the Shannon Sharp.
It's okay.
Pulled the Shannon Sharp when he called Stephen A. Skip today.
He called him twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was like me. It happens. Like when I worked for the Dinos and I had worked for the Trojans for 8 years, for the first few games, I said Trojans instead of Dinos a few times. It happens.
Yeah. Like it's. I appreciated his moment of honesty too. He was like, man, like I worked with that guy for 7 years. Like, it's a thing. And it's like a whole, it's pretty much the same setup, him versus somebody else and a girl moderator. Like, it's just, it's not like Skip where he had three, where he kind of moved to the moderator role, right? Like,
and then we brought Rachel Nichols in. Rachel just going to read all the names. Like,
yeah, they added way too many people on there. Also, before we talk about this, I just want to quickly say, did you see that what Cameron posted for his show?
No.
Cameron posted a picture.
That's the one with Mace, right?
Yeah.
Shouts to Mace, by the way, got his publishing rights back.
And that show got picked up by Underdog Betting. Nice. So they got the bag for that. But he put out and said that the football analyst for the season is freaking OJ. Yeah. Okay.
OJ Simpson?
Yes. I know.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
he will kill it.
So he goes. This is from his official Instagram page. This is not like a made up one. This is his official Instagram page. He goes, and tomorrow episode on episode 2 of season 2, Killer, which is him, Murder, which is Mace, and our second new football analyst, Juice.
Come on. No. I believe before all this stuff happened with OJ, I believe he was an analyst.
He was.
I can't remember if he was good or not. I think it was just before my time when I really watched football.
I don't know. Anytime I see that guy.
Was he not on Monday Night Football with like Frank Gifford? And I believe he was Monday Night Football at one point. And Howard Cosell, maybe?
I can kind of only remember the crimes. Yeah. Alleged rhymes and stuff. So but let's get back to this season football. I just thought that was the thing.
I wanted to get that. I appreciate you.
You got I wanted to get your live reaction. For this one here, I actually chose the Detroit Lions to cover the spread.
Yeah, I got that.
Was 7 or no, 6.5, 6.5. So I chose Detroit Lions to cover the spread on that one.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. All right, let's go. You know what? Let's go Upset City. Detroit wins on the first day and we all overreact.
That would make for the best TV, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit winning. But I think even if Detroit...
5 touchdowns by Jahmyr Gibbs as I face Senator in week one of fantasy.
Oh, fuck. I am facing you this week, aren't I? Holy crap. That, yeah. That draft was something else, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a whole nother pod. We're not going to do that. So, yeah. Yeah, I chose Detroit Lions to cover. This one here, I didn't use Bet365. I used Sports Interaction. So you only have a limit of 10 teams on a parlay.
Nice.
So I only have 10 teams on this parlay. So
nice. Let's move to our Sunday games. We have the Ravens hosting the Texans, and the Ravens are favored by 10.
So I was very confused about this one here. And I know if you guys listened to the AFC preview pod, I said that Houston is one of those ones that are going to be very tricky when they play. I honestly, for this one here, I chose the Ravens just because I think that it's too early in the season for the Texans to really make that impact. I think around game 3-4, that's when they're really going to start messing with people's lines. So I chose Ravens to cover this one here.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think Lamar, too, he heard all the whispers last year about everyone. Now that he got his bag, the Ravens want to set a mark up here, and I believe they'll do that. Yeah. One of the games of the morning, your Falcons against Carolina. The game is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Falcons favored by 3.5. I'll take Atlanta and the points.
I chose Atlanta to cover. I wouldn't be surprised if this ends up being a push. I hate when they're straight up. So for when I made my ticket, it was 3 points. I hate those. Give me 2.5. Give me 3.5. Don't give me the whole points. Because then most likely it ends up in a push.
Next up, we got Cincinnati traveling to Cleveland to take on the Browns. The Bengals are getting the rare favorite on the road. I think the Browns shock the world and we have an overreaction because some of these good teams, quote unquote, that people have penciled in are going to be shocked. And I think this is one of the games. I have the Browns winning this game straight up. So give me the Browns to win this game.
I didn't choose this game. I skipped this game because I had no idea what to do for this one here. So for this one here, I agree with you. Give me the Browns to cover. I still think Cincy's trying to figure out what they're doing for their defense. And I think Browns are going to take advantage of it, especially on the game one. So,
and we're not 100% Burrow's playing. I think Burrow's most likely playing, but we're not 100% at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. So give me the Browns on this one here, but I would avoid this if you could.
Speaking about games to avoid, our next one as well, which may be the game of the morning. Your game's up there too. San Francisco travels to Pittsburgh. Again, road dog being favored. The Niners are favored by 2.5. And I love the Steelers. I'll have the Steelers winning this game.
I chose San Fran for this one here. I think if this was later in the season when it was a colder game, I would choose Pittsburgh. But it's still a warmer game. So I think I'm going to go with San Fran for that one.
That's going to be a great game. We have some good games this in the morning to start us off with.
For sure.
Arizona travels to Washington to take on the Commanders. Commanders are favored by 7. This will be the first game for Sam Howell to be the starter. We talked about Arizona right now specifically is absolutely dreadful. Give me Washington. Give me the points and give me the win for the Commanders.
Yeah, give me the Commanders. I got this at 6 points.
This is the survivor pool pick right here, by the way. Everyone's picking the Commanders in their survivor pool.
Yeah, so give me Commanders for this one.
This game is ugly. Tampa travels to Minnesota. Vikings are only favored by 6. Give me the Vikings and the points.
Give me the Vikings. Unfortunately, I got this at 6.5, so they need to win by 7 or more. But give me the Vikings. Yeah.
Yeah. Jacksonville travels to Indy. I'll take Jacksonville to win, but give me the points because I think this could be like a field goal game. I think Indy will have some fun with it. AR could, you know, showcase some fun stuff. It should be an interesting game.
I took Jacksonville. I need them to win by 4. And I just think that their team is more put together. I think Colts are going to be a team, same like I said with Houston, around game 3, game 4, when they've played a few full games together, that's when you're really going to see the team, the potential of the team.
Next up, we have the Titans at the Saints. The Saints are favored by 3. I have an upset here. I have Tennessee beating New Orleans.
I have the Saints in this one here just because I think Derek Carr needs to come out and actually play good in this first game.
He sure does.
And I think this might be that this first game is – I know this might sound like a cliche, but you know what I mean when I say this. This will probably be the healthiest that this Saints team will be all season.
Yep.
So that's the only reason why I choose the Saints.
Next up, we have the Dolphins and the Chargers. And this is one of the start of the afternoon games. The Chargers are favored in this one. And you talked about being at the healthiest. Miami's at their healthiest here. So give me the Dolphins. Give me them.
Is it Waddle questionable to play?
Is Waddle? I did not know that.
I think Waddle's questionable to play.
I still take Miami. I'll take Miami in this one over. I was going to say San Diego. Over the Chargers.
I avoided this game too.
There's a few of them. I'm just going head first in and just going crazy. Because week one, the number one thing is, God bless you, Senator, because betting in week one is dangerous.
Oh, it definitely is. But like I said, like we established when we started this podcast, I bet very small and I just bet on a lot of teams. Yeah. So if I win, I win big. If I lose, I don't really care. So I'm going to go with the Chargers on this one, more because I need Justin Herbert to win in my other fantasy team.
There you go. Then we have the Rams traveling to Seattle. It's only a 5.5 line. Lock Seattle.
Yeah, give me Seattle. I don't really have much to say about this one here.
Philly travels to New England. 3.5 for Philly in New England. Lock Philly.
I actually avoided this game as well. Because it's in Foxborough. Yeah. But I trust Philly to win. I don't know what this New England team is going to be like in game one. So,
yeah.
Give me Philly.
Then we have this. This is a game to stay away from too. Packers and Bears. Bears are favored by 1. So it's more or less a pick 'em.
I avoided this game as well. Give me the Packers.
Yeah, I'll take the Packers. When in doubt, pick the Packers. Raiders travel to Denver. Denver's favored by 4. Give me the upset. Picking the Vegas Raiders to upset Denver.
I chose Denver for this one here.
Then we go to Sunday Night Football. We have Dallas and the Giants. Cowboys are traveling to New York. They are favored by 3.5. I will pick the Giants to win in New York.
I avoided this game as well. And you know what? Give me the Cowboys so that everyone can overhype them for the rest of the season and then be heartbroken at the end. So give me the Cowboys.
So Skip can talk with the 30,000 people on his show and try to get a word in about how good the Cowboys are.
Imagine him and Irvin talking about the Cowboys the next day.
And then Monday Night Football, Buffalo and the Jets. Aaron Rodgers debut in a Jets uniform in regular season. It is a 2.5 point for the Bills. Give me Buffalo.
I avoided this game as well. Give me the Jets, though.
All right, so Senator, what is the 7K pick ticket?
So for this one here, like I said, because Sports Interaction doesn't allow me to do every game, and that's usually how we get the 7K pick. This one here is actually just a $2.86 bet, and the payout is $2,000. So I chose Detroit, Commanders, Falcons, Ravens, Jaguars, 49ers, Vikings, Saints, Denver, and Seahawks. And those are point spreads. So,
and what's the payout?
So payout is $2,000 off of $2.86.
Start off with a 2K for the 7K.
Exactly. Next week, I will have the 7K right back up.
Fantastic. Well, there you go. We gave you a little bit of college. We gave you our picks for week one. I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. Now, my gimmick on here, Senator gives you the picks. My gimmick is, for those that don't know, the luxury of having six screens to view football on. So, Senator, I think the main TV, I think that's Niners and Steelers.
It's a solid choice.
I think that's Niners and Steelers. We got to give Falcons and Panthers a TV. We got to give Bengals and Brownies a TV. So there's those three. I think we give one to Saints and Titans. And then I think we give one to the Jags and the Colts just to see AR. So that leaves a final TV open for Tampa and Minnesota and Houston and the Texans and Arizona and Washington.
Are you doing red zone?
Could do red zone potentially as well on one of those. Might just do red zone on one of those as well. That might not be a bad idea.
So I only have a three thing set up. I'm not as fancy as this guy. So it's a TV, laptop, and tablet. So TV obviously will be the Falcons game.
Yeah.
Laptop will be the San Fran game. And tablet's going to be red zone.
Nice. I guess I should know too, because I'm a sucker and somehow I'm still believing in this team. One of the games in the morning will probably be on the Blue Jays game.
Oh, don't worry. They're going to catch up to the wild card spot.
They're a half game back right now. So
yeah, I believe.
So yeah, I'm a sucker and I'm still following this Jays team, even though they frustrate the living crap out of me. But save that for another day. And Senator, we got through three pods today. We are excited about football season coming back. I'm looking forward to talking about the results of the NFL, and we'll talk a little bit more college next week. And Senator, busy time coming up for you, I'm sure, with a lot of things, specifically reality TV, because there's going to be a lot of it this writer's strike is not ending and this actor's strike is not ending anytime soon.
No, this stuff is going on a lot longer. But to tell you the truth, like, I wanted to record an episode this week to talk about the ultimatum and Love is Blind after the altar.
Yeah.
But honestly, they weren't good seasons. So probably won't talk about them, to tell you the truth. But me and Cass we are meeting next week to discuss like our direction and everything for the pod.
Yeah, you got and Golden Bachelor coming.
I know. I call it geriatric bachelor, but yeah. So we'll be getting back to that. Not So Soft Pod, new episode dropped yesterday you guys hear this. And then your wrestling podcast, we got to do one of those soon because
we're getting back. It's the summer is over. My obligations to Canada basketball, Alberta basketball, the dogs, yada, yada, yada. I had a busy summer and you had a busy summer. We all have busy summers. So my main broadcasting obligations that I had the summer have slowed down a little bit until basketball season starts for me now. So we'll be back on all those forms. So fresh take, we'll be back.
Yeah.
One fall, we'll be back. We're back. We're ready to go. And they'll be back in all its glory and all its forms. But yes, one fall, we need to record very soon because we got a lot to talk about, especially one Phil Brooks.
Yeah, there's too many things. We got to put out like our own little tribute for Bray and talk about that. Talk about all the drama with Mr. Phil. Also, the three pay-per-views that just happened. All that stuff. There's a lot of stuff happening, but
no more Sunday pay-per-views, please. They're not like the stupid this New Japan show will be on a Sunday against Kansas City and the Jets.
Yeah, you gotta realize football season's back, so go on Saturdays.
And no, then, and no more too. I beg. I'm sure wrestling fans that watch football are asking this. No Saturday Sunday pay per views, which we have one more of those at the end of this month, because you'll have NXT No Mercy and then AEW Dream on a Saturday Sunday. It's like no more, no more of these back to back shows. I can't take them.
Yeah, you guys gotta figure that out. Okay.
Yeah,
figure that out.
Because we got Impact 1000 this week too on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's football season, everyone.
Yeah, it's this week. Is Impact this week or next week? Victory Road's this week.
Yeah, it's next week.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, yeah, you can find that on the One Fall podcast, Fall Senator, and all his places. Until next time, folks, cheers, enjoy the day, and go Team